Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Gary O'Hanlon, executive chef at the K Club. Gary, good morning and a happy new year to you.
And happy new year to you, Pat.
Now, you have abandoned the turkey and the ham and the plum pudding to give us something for the new year, which is a mango chicken and vegetable curry.
Yes, and I've gone with something that I don't normally do, Pat, and it's a slow cooker recipe. This thing has appeared about a month or two ago in my house. My own wife, Nettie, has been mucking about with this, and actually the results have been quite good. So it's that time of year where everybody's maybe eating a wee bit healthier and keeping things lighter. So yeah, it's a mango chicken and vegetable curry. But when I say vegetables, it's bell peppers, chili and onion, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do I need?
Well, this serves two people. You can ramp it up from here. Two chicken fillets, well seasoned with fine sea salt and white pepper and just diced. 400 grams or 400 ml tin of coconut milk. And I like to use the full fat coconut milk as well. A ripe mango, that's essential actually. So just one that's just got a little bit of give on it whenever you pick it up. Half a red chili, half a green chili. Keep in the seeds if you like it hotter. That brings the heat. One onion chopped up. About two fingers of ginger peeled and grated. Two tablespoons then of a mild curry powder. I say mild because this is my taste. Again, if you like heat, go with something hotter. Juice of half a lime, juice of half a lemon. And then a red pepper, half a red pepper and a half a yellow pepper diced up into decent sized chunks, a large handful of fresh coriander, and then just two teaspoons or maybe three teaspoons of corn flour just with a splash of water, whisk it up and mix it in through it. So you just want to put everything together apart from the coriander and the bell peppers, and you just, you know, season it. I say season the chicken breast, but add a nice little bit of fine sea salt and white pepper to the overall mix and give it a little fold just before you close the lid on it. And you just want to cook that low and slow. You can do it on the higher temperatures. Most of the slow cookers, they come with like sort of higher options, which you'd cook this in about 3 hours, but low and slow for 7 hours, and then add the bell peppers. Cook it for a further 15 or 20 minutes and then finish it with the fresh coriander. And a little trick with the coriander as well is just chop it right before you put it in. So the recipe will say chop coriander, but if you hold off and chop it until right before you add it, mix it up and serve it with basmati or long grain rice. And it's an absolutely beautiful aromatic curry, Pat.
Okay, and if you've got a slow cooker, 7 hours, which is fine, you go out to work. And when you come home, it'll be ready for you, which is a very tempting prospect. A quick question about the peppers. You recommend the red and the yellow peppers. What is it about the green peppers? Are they just more bitter than the other two?
No, well, in fact, nearly, I think every bell pepper starts off that colour, and then it's all just how long they're kept on the vine or on the plant, and then they change. I mean, to be honest with you, like I say, red and yellow for this one. The yellow one sort of more because the first time Annette made this at home, she used yellow peppers. I have a salad dish that I only use for yellow peppers and caramelize it. Outside of that, I would almost always go with green bell peppers or red. That's just what came into my head doing the recipe, Pat. It doesn't really matter. I find the red has a wee bit more depth of flavour. Actually, if I was to have any of them, it would be green, but it's a very fine line flavour-wise what you use. So I suppose for anything, the red is more in there just because the mango's yellow and whatnot and the yellow bell peppers. I just wanted the colours of the fresh coriander and the red pepper to pop out, really, you know?
Absolutely. It'll be lovely. Now, when you talk about curry powder, you know, people use curry powder all the time. They buy it as a something in the grocery store. What is in curry powder that makes it a curry powder?
Oh, it can be anything really, from, you know, fenugreek, cumin, madras spices, any sorts that could be peppers in there as well, all ground down. It's almost like Ras El Hanout is another thing, like it's Arabic for top of the shop, like where you could have, it's everybody would have their own Ras El Hanout. Curries and madras powders are all very, very similar, you know, turmeric, galangal, ginger, dried, ground down, coriander. It could be any and all of the above. So I think the key thing when it comes to curry powders is people just tend to use what they like and then they reuse them. One little tip I would say with them though is if you're not getting through, and this goes for any spice, whole or powdered, is sometimes putting them in a dry pan and giving them a light, a little moderate heat underneath them really rejuvenates the flavor. So if it's something that you're not using an awful lot of, before you go through the recipe process, give it a wee bit of a dry roasting and it actually really brings out the aromatics, Pat.
Gary O'Hanlon, Executive Chef at the K Club. Gary, thank you very much and a very happy new year again. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.